The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
If you don't stop dawdling over your breakfast, you're going to be late. The school bus will be here.
Daddy, may I have a Tyrannosaurus?
For breakfast?
Oh, Daddy.
I don't think it'd be very good for you, do you, Mommy?
No. Besides, I don't think I have any on hand. I'm all out.
Penny, what? What are you all talking about?
A Tyrannosaurus, Aunt Effie.
A Tyrannosaurus, Aunt Effie. It's a prehistoric dinosaur. And where, young lady, did you ever hear of a Tyrannosaurus?
Johnny has one.
For a pet?
Oh, no, Daddy. You're so funny. They aren't alive anymore. They lived a long time ago.
Oh, I see. How long ago?
I don't know. Before I was born. Did you ever see one?
Well, no.
Did you there?
A bit before my time, too. Just
oh, my
a bit.
Goodness. I don't know where she picks up all these long words. I've never even heard of it.
Honey, what do you mean you want one?
It comes in a box, a lot of bones, and you glue them together. Johnny Elwin was doing one. He has a Brontosaurus, but I want a Tyrannosaurus. I want to glue it together for the science exhibit.
All right. If you want a Tyrannosaurus, you may certainly have one.
Will you help me glue it together tonight?
Oh, sure.
Oh, sure. Have you seen those things? About 100 bones.
If Johnny Owen can do it, my daddy can do it.
Oh. Yeah, that is what I call loyalty. By golly, you get your dinosaur, young lady, and tonight we will glue him together.
When you hear first word of an important event, where do you turn first to check on it? Well, if you're like millions of Americans, the natural inclination is to seek the fact on radio. Radio is the world's fastest news medium, and CBS Radio is where you hear the news first, through the facilities of CBS News. This great information-gathering organization, foremost in its field, transmits latest important events around the world almost the moment they happen. Correspondents in all parts of the globe are at the scene, noting pertinent details to make your understanding of these newsworthy happenings complete. In the central CBS News bureaus in the United States, their reports are digested and edited with swiftness and skill so that you may be kept up to the minute on fast-breaking developments in the general news picture. Where can you hear the very latest CBS News? Only on a station affiliated with CBS Radio, a station that considers your right to know what's going on one of its chief reasons for existence.
An increase of 13.2% over April 1958. Our sales for 19...
I don't know what you're doing, dear, but I'd like to remind you that you promised Betsy you'd help her put that thing together this evening.
What thing?
That dinosaur, whatever it is.
Oh, look, I can't tonight. No, I've got this work from the office.
She has to turn it in tomorrow, the science exhibit. Each class turns in science exhibit.
Well, now, I can't help it, I
just... Darling, you promised her this morning, if you recall.
Well, I forgot about it, I'm sorry, I just can't do it.
She's all ready to do it. She's put papers in the dining room table as I asked her to do, so you two wouldn't get glue all over, and she's out there waiting for you.
Well, look, I got...
I promised. I went out of my way to go downtown and buy the thing today. Of course, I don't think you would have promised if you'd seen it first. It is so complicated. You are...
I can do it in no time if it's just a matter of gluing things together. It isn't that. It's just that even an hour when I've got so much
an
to do...
An hour? You're not going to put that together in any hour, I tell you that.
Who isn't?
You aren't. You should see it. In fact, I don't see how Johnny Elwin did it at all. He's only 9 years old.
Are you implying that I can't do something a 9-year-old can do? Look, my daughter's got more faith in me than you have.
Well, I'm sure you can do it, but you're not going to do it in any hour, I'll tell you that.
Daddy, are you going to help me?
Oh, yeah, I sure am, sweetheart. Coming right away.
Would you like Aunt Effie and me to help?
No, thank you. I'm sure Betsy and I can manage without any help, can't we, Betsy, huh?
Well, they don't need us, Aunt Effie. Should we play some Scrabble?
Well, I'd like to watch this, if you don't mind.
Oh, no, don't mind at all. Now, let's see. Where are the bones for us scientists to glue together, huh?
Right here, Daddy.
Oh, for Pete's sakes. All those?
Yes, dear. All those.
All right. Good. Where do we start?
Now, I would say the best way to start is to read the directions.
Here they are, Daddy.
For the love of Mike, what, this is for kids?
It isn't hard, Daddy. Johnny Elwin did it. All you have to do is follow the directions.
All right, all right, all right.
And keep the newspaper on the table. I don't want that cement glue all over.
The bones are numbered, Daddy.
Yeah, well, that's good. Now, let's see. Step number one, assemble the right leg, cement the right toe number two and the left toe number three to the center toe number one. Then cement the hind toe number four into the left toe number three. Then cement the tibia number five into the fibula number six and cement this unit to the femur number seven.
Don't look at me. Come on, Aunt Effie. I think we'd better just leave the two scientists alone.
Oh. What do you mean I'm not doing it right?
I mean you're not doing it right, Daddy.
What is going on out here? What's the matter?
Look at the way Daddy has that glued. He's doing it all wrong.
Aren't you following the directions?
Certainly I'm following the directions.
You aren't following them right, Daddy.
What?
He's got those three bones glued together in a row.
For heaven's sakes, is this all you've done? In an hour?
Now, look, there's enough confusion around here. Well, without your getting into this...
Well, Daddy, now look. The tibia glues onto the fibula, side by side, not in a row the way you got them.
Now, look, if you want me to help you...
She seems to be helping you.
Oh, yes. My goodness, how do you know so much about the tibia and the fibula, Betsy?
That's the way Johnny did it.
Well, if Johnny knows so much about it, why didn't you get him to help you?
Because he can't. This is my project, Daddy. I'm supposed to do it myself.
All right, then you better do it yourself. You don't seem to like the way I'm doing it.
Now,
anyhow.
Don't be cross with her.
Well,
anyhow, I think she's right. Look at the picture. Tibia is joined side by side to the fibula. That's the way the bones are in our legs, too, dear. I suppose a dinosaur's leg was the same way as ours, don't you imagine?
I have no idea how a dinosaur's leg was, and for that matter, I don't even know how ours are.
Well, you learned that in school, didn't you? The main bones of the body, didn't you?
Well, I don't remember.
Why do you get so cross when you do things like this?
Never done things like this before. This is my first experience in putting together a Tyrannosaurus. I can't believe this was put out for children. It needs an archaeologist to do it.
This is an archaeology, Daddy. The study of fossil bones is called paleontology. That's what Johnny said.
Wait a minute. Who is this Johnny?
Oh, you know Susie Elwin down the road that Betsy played with. Johnny's her brother. Very bright boy.
9 years old.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't like to say anything, but it is 8:30. Isn't it Betsy's bedtime?
Oh, heavens, yes.
Oh, Mommy, please let me stay up later. I have to hand this in tomorrow. It has to be done, and I ought to stay up and help Daddy.
Well, if your Daddy doesn't need any help now, he can certainly glue a few bones together. But I can't see that if this is your entry in the science exhibit, that your father should be doing it for you.
You don't have to do it for me, Daddy. I just need an assistant.
An assistant?
It's all right to have an assistant. Every paleontologist has an assistant.
Honestly, that child.
What's so funny?
Nothing, dear. You just surprise Aunt Effie sometimes.
Well, Susie and I were Johnny's assistant when he put his brontosaurus together.
Yeah, all right, all right. Well, okay, let's get at it.
Let's get at it? It is 8:30. She has to go to bed.
I have to hand it in tomorrow, Mommy.
You certainly must have known some time ago that you had to have a project to hand in. Why did you wait until the last minute?
Now, take it easy. I did the same thing when I was in school. I always waited until the last minute myself, and I stayed up all night doing
it. Was that good?
Well...
Just because you did it? I do not approve of it at all. She knew she had a project that was due. Now, it seems to me Betsy ought to learn early not to put things off.
Well, look, she did put it off, and then she's got to hand it in. So, let her stay up this once, and we'll get it done. What do you say? You sure it's got to be in tomorrow, Betsy?
Yes, I know it does. Well, oh, please, Mommy, please, let me stay up longer.
You can't resist that. Look, we started, and we might as well finish.
No, she has got to learn to do things when they should be done, and not wait until the last minute. No.
Just this once, huh? Just this once. How about it?
Well, all right.
You and Aneffy can help, Mommy. Then I'll have three assistants, just like they do in the museum.
You may stay up one more hour, and that is all.
Well, let's get busy. Now, what can I do?
You can start on the vertebrae, Aneffy. Oh, I'll show you.
Well, let's see. You know, this business of waiting until the last minute, when you know that you have something that has to be done, baby.
All right.
But you've got to learn.
All right, she's learning. Now, let's get going. Come on. Now, cement the right section of the neck ribs to the neck vertebra, being careful. Not to...
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What do Alan Jackson, Ron Cochran, and Phil Rizzuto have in common? Well, they're a trio who provide you with considerable information in different fields over CBS Radio. Alan Jackson makes it his business to relay the day's business news, a tightly packed 5-minute capsule of facts and features to keep you informed about the day's economic activities. Ron Cochran, who presides over CBS Radio's Answer Please, is the man with the right answers, entertainingly, to questions puzzling you. There's a chance to win prizes, too, for questions used on Answer Please. Third, that former Yankee great Phil Rizzuto is on base each Monday through Saturday night to let you know what's what in the latest sports, to relay the important scores and interesting sidelights on Sports Time. Alan Jackson, Ron Cochran, and Phil Rizzuto. Three personalities heard each weeknight on CBS Radio. Tonight, hear the business news, Answer Please, and Sports Time. Three good reasons to keep your dial set right where it is when evening falls.
Well, this certainly can't be right. It doesn't fit.
Yes, it's right, Mommy. See? Cement the right ilium and the left ilium into the sacrum. You've got it upside down. Turn it over.
Well, I don't know what these are. They seem to be two little claws.
Those are the little front legs, they're nesting. Tyrannosaurus had two little legs that fit onto the rib part here. See? Like the picture. This fast to the scapula. Just glue it right on there, Ernest.
11:30! I never realized it was so late.
I'm not tired at all, Mommy.
You get up to bed. I never realized. Go on, right to
come on, Betsy. I'll go with you. Come on, dear. You can get up early.
I'm a slave. What's the matter with you?
You know, it was only yesterday, it seems to me, that we were so thrilled when Betsy was saying, Mama and Dad, Dad. Now here she is, rattling off things like paleontologist, ilium, scapula. I don't even know what a scapula is. Where's the dictionary?
I tell you, it's
a funny feeling when your own child knows something that you don't know. Furthermore, I could see that she thinks we're all dumber than that Johnny Elwin.
Well, dear, I know. Children nowadays seem to have access to so much more information than they did when we were little. Books, programs, you know.
At 9 years old, my main interest in life was playing marbles and winning all the Steelies away from Stinky David.
Well, they say having children's a second education.
Uh-huh.
So maybe we better pick up some books so we can keep up with her.
Keep up? We better get ahead of her.
I don't think that's possible, honey. You must remember children never think their parents know anything.
Yeah, I guess not. Let me see. Scapula.
Oh, don't bother with that. Now let's get to bed ourselves. Lock the door and turn out the lights now.
All right. I'll be up in a minute. Scapula. Hey. Hey, you know what it is?
What?
Your scapula is your shoulder blade.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
How about that? Yeah, for heaven's sake.
The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Francie Myers and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hart, thank you.